This is GQDN for July the 5th, Tuesday. I hope everybody had a good 4th of July, as what we did. But we are brought to you by Audible and by patreon.com/thegroupquest. In today's news, we talk about some games with gold, the video game market projections, and where's Michael at? But today we start with Ubisoft, and what we're seeing is Skull and Bones will get some new gameplay on July the 7th. This will be at 11 a.m. Pacific time, and it'll be up on their their Twitch and YouTube channels, so you'll be able to see more about Skull and Bones. The pre-show will start about 10:45 Pacific time, and what that will have is some more gameplay with Skull and Bones game. So that does look pretty good. That's brought to us by Destructoid.com. But what Engadget said in a follow-up is, while that's going to happen, you have to look for them again on September the 10th at 3 p.m. EST. Now, what's that, about 10:45 or 11? Well, once again, that's about 2 o'clock EST. So they will talk about that game, certainly, but they will talk about Assassin's Creed Valhalla, Far Cry, Rabbids, Beyond Good and Evil, Just Dance, and all their other games that will be in development right now and could be out probably next year, and whatever games that they have to announce. Now, that is on September the 10th. So we will indeed see what happens then and then what games are announced. Now we go back to Destructoid, and they are saying that there could be a Lollipop Chainsaw the Game remake in 2023. Now, James Gunn on Twitter, and I'm also going to talk about Bloody Disgusting a little bit on Twitter, what they said is, quote, "To answer the question in the article, neither I nor @Suda_51 are currently involved in this. I heard about it for the first time from Suda a couple weeks ago." And what Bloody Disgusting was talking about, because that was the James Gunn response, was Lollipop Chainsaw Remake confirmed to be in the works from Dragami Games, BloodyDisgusting.com. So we'll see what happens. Now, also in a quote, Dragami Games CEO Yoshima Yasuda did say, quote, "It has been some time since players have not been able to access the game on current consoles. We, the original development staff on Lollipop Chainsaw, think of the game as very precious to us and did not want to leave it in limbo, where players who want to play it cannot." Further quote, "As such, we purchased the Lollipop Chainsaw intellectual property from Kodokawa Games and decided to develop a remake. We have already contacted Warner Brothers about development and are being supported by them in this endeavor." So, it does look like this is going forward. This is very good, for at least all you Lollipop Chainsaw fans. Now, of course, I gotta get my little bit of fun in here. So, Lord of the Rings Golem will be featured in an upcoming NanCon presentation. Now, man, July the 7th. Thursday, July, damn. So, what I was saying is Thursday, July 7th, again, 1 p.m. EST, figure your times from there. NanCon Connect on both YouTube and Twitch will have a reveal. So the summer games just keep going. And what is in this reveal really highlights Lord of the Rings Golem. Now, they will have some other games in store for us. And they did have a nice little post in the NanCon Correct Twitter saying, hashtag NanCon Connect is in 2 days and we have a few surprises for you. So they did post the times. subscribe and hit the bell to get notified when the show starts. Within that is Clash, Artifact of Chaos, W2C Generations, RoboCop Rogue City, Test Drive Unlimited, Solo Crown, Ad Infinitum, of course, Lord of the Rings Gollum, Hell Is Us, War Hospital, Blood Bowl, Chief Life, a restaurant simulator, Session, a skate sim, along with new game accessories, Daija, arcade stick, Pro Compact Color Light, and Rig. Interesting. Thank you, DualShockers.com. Back to Destructoid. And they say that there are 3 Yakuza games coming to Xbox Game Pass. So here are the games that are coming in this week, starting today. Last Call BBS, Yakuza 0, Yakuza Kiwami, Yakuza Kiwami 2, those are all today. DJ Max Respect 5, Match Point Tennis Championships, and Road 96, all done on the 7th. 7th is a big day, apparently. Next week. And talking more about July the 14th, so next Thursday, will be Escape Academy, My Friend Peppa Pig, Overwhelm, Paw Patrol the Movie Adventure City Calls, and Power Wash Simulator. So those on Game Pass should have a lot of fun this next week, or a couple of weeks, actually. Those that are on 2K and love that basketball, an icon has been announced. This comes to us from DualShockers.com, and Michael Jordan will be on the cover. Now, from what we can see right now, it is the end of the Jordan fist pump, like a side view. It's done at a painting, which looks very well done. And they did the iconic, just the jersey, the back of the jersey, signed by Michael Jordan for the championship edition. So this is going to be really, really good, at least for all you basketball fans. Me, sports games, it's football. But all you basketball fans should really love it. Now we go to Eurogamer, and games with gold will stop including Xbox 360 in October. Now this is a quote from Microsoft. From October 1st, 2022, the monthly games provided to Xbox Game Pass Ultimate and Xbox Live Gold members via Games with Gold will no longer include Xbox 360 titles. We have reached the limit of our ability to bring Xbox 360 games to the catalog. However, Games with Gold will continue to include exciting Xbox One titles and exclusive savings each month. This will not impact any Xbox 360 games that you downloaded before October 22nd. Any Xbox 360 titles that you redeem via Games with Gold before that time are yours to keep on your Xbox account, regardless of whether you continue your subscription. Thank you for being a loyal member. Words are hard. So, basically, you get to keep the games if you already downloaded them. Good idea. We end today with another Eurogamer article. And video game markets may be on the decline this year, but is set to rebound next year. The main reason is the chip shortage and really the economic downfall for which we're in right now. Well, it may not be in a downfall yet, but it is. The markets are trending that way. And really, the gaming market is really reflecting that. So, we shall see what happens. You can go find the article yourself up on Eurogamer.net. And you can find us all at thegroupquest.com, where you see all of the postings for all of the podcasts that we have done in our history. There's a lot. And there's a lot of listening for you to do. Especially if you're a part of Dawnforge, is what we are. That's right, this has been a Dawnforge production 2022. All rights are reserved. Hey, it's a long weekend. and it's a very long vacation for me. So we'll be back at this tomorrow, I guarantee. Until then,
Gollum, 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 go play games, Gollum.